Is the outcome of this year's federal election clear-cut? According to Twitter, it's well and truly up in the air. And joining me on Tech Daily to talk about how the Twitterverse is playing out the July election is Jonathan Harley from Twitter Australia. G'day, Jonathan.
G'day, Andy. How are you, mate?
Excellent. Now, first of all, what is the hashtag to track the election?
Well, the hashtag for the election, the dedicated hashtag, yep, is AusVotes, A-U-S, Votes, V-O-T-E-S. Now, that will pull all the conversation around the election, in addition to the more established political hashtag, which is AusPoll, which has been the number one hashtag in Australia on Twitter for the last 3 years, and the third biggest political hashtag in the world. So politics and Twitter go hand in hand, and there's no better place to get your political and election dose.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you guys would consider Twitter to be a major influencer in the election?
Well, of course. It's the place where you can get that direct connect to the campaign, and if you're a polly, you can get a direct connection to voters. So whether you're a polly, whether you're a punter, whether you're a pundit, Twitter is the space to have the conversation, because it allows you to get the full gamut of opinion. It allows you to dive into what your local candidate is doing, or what the Prime Minister is doing, the person who you think you're going to vote for, or to get a sense of what their opposite is offering so that you compare the full view. It's the full menu.
And I believe you've been gathering up some research on how Twitter users are assessing the election this year. How are things playing out?
Look, it's really interesting. As I said, we know that Twitter and politics go hand in hand. We know that AusPoll is the number one hashtag for the last 3 years, but we really wanted to do a deeper dive to get a better understanding of exactly what the Twitter user base was doing and thinking for this election. So we commissioned Galaxy Research to survey 1,000 Twitter users, so a really good body of research. And one of the things that really struck us is that 56% of Twitter users, so nearly 6 in 10, are uncommitted. They haven't made up their mind who they're going to vote for.
Right.
So what that translates to is that millions of votes are up for grabs on Twitter this election.
Am I likely to find educated discussion on Twitter when it comes to politics? I mean, I think it'd be fair to say that sometimes Twitter can turn into a bit of a slanging match, or, you know, a bit of trash talk going on. But also on the flip side, you get sort of the hardcore political junkies on there. Who am I going to find on Twitter discussing the election?
Well, I think there's a couple of things there. Look, there's no doubt that Twitter is a fantastic microphone or megaphone for politicians. It allows them to magnify their message at scale. It's kind of like that political handshake in the shopping mall, times many, 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 because any Australian or anyone in the world can get to it. And there's no doubt, like any political conversation, it can get rowdy and it can get forceful. But the beauty of it is that you can do a deeper dive into more detail. There's no reason why you can't get a full sense of policy detail on Twitter with candidates and parties posting their links to their policies there. You can do a deep dive into full political analysis, because all the leading political journos and commentators are there, or you can get a more intimate sense of exactly what the candidate in your electorate is up to, because chances are they'll be posting video and photos and the rest of themselves on the trial. And to your point, Andy, that it's seen sometimes as just a place for political junkies, well, 70% of Twitter users reject that suggestion.
Right.
So those who are using it day in, day out say, no, this is a really broad church. This is the place to get everything across the political spectrum.
Right. And now for anyone who's new to Twitter, just getting on there for the first time, or thinking, hey, maybe this is a great way to follow the election, what's your quick guide on how they can follow the federal election, whether they're joining in the conversation or just sitting back and taking in the commentary in the lead up to the polls?
Look, the first thing is that you don't need to tweet to enjoy Twitter. A lot of people are using Twitter as a way just to watch and engage and absorb the election. Go to follow the AusVotes hashtag for sure. That'll give you everything. But I also think it's really helpful to get a framework for understanding what it is. I think of it as a kind of shopping mall for politics. You can walk through the mall, you can get a sense for what everyone is trying to sell. You might intend to go into the Coalition shop or the Labor shop or the Green shop, but along the way you'll see all the different shop fronts for the different parties and you'll get a sense of the broad conversation, and then you can go and discover and investigate for yourselves the areas that are of interest to you.
Definitely worthy of further investigation. Jonathan Harley from Twitter Australia, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks so much, Andy. All the best.